With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is condemning the pure, unadulterated evil unleashed by Hamas militants in Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president denounced the weekend terrorist assault, calling the carnage an atrocity on an appalling scale.
This was an act of sheer evil. More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered, not just killed, slaughtered in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens.
Mr. Biden declared that Israel has a duty to respond to the attacks and that the U.S. has Israel's back.
We stand with Israel.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hamas's unprecedented attack on Israel and the war it launched has raised new questions about the influence of its main sponsor, Iran, and whether it had anything to do with the assault. No one is willing to directly blame Iran, as they say they lack direct evidence. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tells WPLG that state plans to put more pressure on Iran, which he says has helped funding the attacks on Israel.
We are going to roll out for the next legislative session a proposal to increase Florida's sanction on Iran and to block Iranian business in our state.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military says it is responding to fire from Syria with artillery and mortar shelling. The military said Tuesday that unidentified projectiles were fired from Syria and appeared to have fallen in an open area. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a Britain-based opposition war monitor, said a Palestinian faction conducted a rocket attack from Syrian territory. The flare-ups come as Israel is striking in Gaza in response to the stunning attack by Hamas. This is SRN News. Another scientific discipline bows to wokeness.
An anthropological conference in Canada has removed a planned panel discussion about why biological sex remains necessary for scientific analysis. That is, when an anthropologist digs up a skeleton, it's important to identify if it belonged to a man or a woman. Organizers say the mere discussion of the idea that skeletons are either male or female would be damaging to the LGBT community and to the field of anthropology as a whole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Burnout and deteriorating mental health symptoms like anxiety and depression are affecting religious leaders at a worrisome pace. Clergymen have increasingly stepped into the front lines of care for mental health distress across the country, but being constantly on call to share other people's trauma is one of the unique stressors that makes being a pastor so challenging. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks close higher as pressure relaxed on Wall Street from the bond market. Treasury yields eased considerably after trading resumed following a holiday on Monday. It was the first opportunity for yields to move since the weekend surprise attack by Hamas on Israel, and since Federal Reserve officials gave speeches that suggested the Fed may not raise rates again. Oil prices gave back some of their sharp gains from a day before. The Dow was up 134 points today to close at 33,739. The Nasdaq gained 78 to 13,562. The S&P 500 added 22 points to 4,358. New York oil fell 41 cents to $85.97 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.